AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Israel's military actions in Lebanon have expanded into ground operations. AP's Norman Hall.
The Israeli military says it has begun a limited localized operation against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. It said it was carrying out what it calls targeted ground raids in villages close to the Israeli border. The targets, it said, pose an immediate threat to Israeli communities in northern Israel. The latest operation follows Monday's warning to Iran from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that there is nowhere in the Middle East that his country can't reach. The warning comes days after an airstrike south of Beirut killed the leader of Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran. I'm Norman Hall.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says that he was freed because he pled guilty to journalism. It was in his first public remarks since he was released from prison. He told the Council of Europe and France that he was not free because the justice system worked. Dock workers at ports from Maine to Texas have gone on strike. That could risk shortages of goods and inflation. In an AP interview, Boise Butler, president of the Longshoremen's Union Local in Philadelphia, says dock workers control billions of dollars every day.
We're at the end of a six-year contract, okay? And we are in negotiations now for a fair contract. A fair contract, okay? And a contract not filled with automation.
Hurricane Helene's death toll has topped 130 people. In an interview, Asheville, North Carolina resident Elizabeth Tial Fleming says officials could not have done much more to prepare.
I don't think anybody was prepared. Nobody knew that this was going to happen, this devastation would happen. I don't fault anybody at this point. But yeah, the more help that we can get, the better.
This is AP News. Baseball legend Pete Rose has died at 83. He was banned from the game during his career and said in January 2004 that he paid a lot for his gambling problem.
It cost me my dignity. It cost me my respect. It cost me a lot of money. It cost me a managerial job with the Cincinnati Reds. I mean, it cost me everything. But I've been able to survive simply because of the fan support that I've received over the years.
Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years old today. He has a legacy of being charitable. In an interview with Habitat for Humanity International, CEO Jonathan Reckford says the Carters loved being helpful.
President Carter's often told me that building with Habitat is the best way he knows to put his Christian faith into action in a very tangible way, and that he and Mrs. Carter always feel like they got more out of the building experience than anything they could put into it.
Carter's marking his birthday with the construction of 30 new homes and a benefit concert. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.